This week on the Georgia Health Report, we get an update on the latest COVID-19 surge in Georgia. I'm your host, Lauren Baggett, Communications Director for the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia. And as always, I'm joined by Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health News. Andy, we are in the middle of the most dangerous surge the state has seen so far. What are our latest numbers?
Well, Lauren, we see that hospitalizations for COVID on any given day recently have topped 5,000, which is a startling number, a lot higher than our former record that we had during the summer. We're seeing numbers of cases reported on a daily basis over 10,000, and we're seeing positive test results for COVID in many counties that are in the 20% or more range. So all of the COVID numbers are trending in the wrong direction.
And now there are reports that the more contagious strain of the virus is circulating. Is there concern that hospitals will be overwhelmed?
Certainly, when you talk to hospital officials, healthcare experts, they are fearful. Recently, I've talked to hospitals that have said that they have had to keep patients who need an ICU bed in an ER to wait for a ICU bed to open up. But the state has reopened the Georgia World Congress Center temporary hospital, and we're seeing patients go there now. So it's a scary trend already, and there are a lot of public health experts who believe that the worst is yet to come.
Do we know how the holidays have contributed to new case numbers and hospitalizations?
Unfortunately, there was a lot more social gatherings of large numbers of people than there should have been, according to the CDC guidelines. And when that happens, certainly you're going to have more infections, more new infections. And that's what hospitals are saying. They're saying that they're seeing that post-holiday surge emerge in their communities.
So can we expect to see lockdowns like we're seeing in other states?
I suspect that it has to be a consideration among the administration of Governor Brian Kemp. There are experts who say that we need to limit gatherings to no more than 10 people. Now it's a 50 people limit. And they continue to say that we need mask requirements in public buildings. And they've also suggested that we limit the operations of bars and restaurants, if not close them for a period of time. And none of us want to see businesses close down for a short period of time, but experts are saying that could help curb this new surge that we're seeing.
Some Georgia healthcare workers have now received the COVID vaccine, and other groups are about to get theirs. Are we relying now on immunization to bring numbers down?
Well, I think that's ultimately what will get the virus under control, is enough people being vaccinated. Now, the rollout has been very slow, disappointingly slow. But all in all, it's heartening for older people now that they are eligible for the vaccine, along with healthcare workers and people in nursing homes. There have been people who are hesitant to take the vaccine, including some healthcare workers, but really it's the only way that we're going to get this virus under control. People need to trust the science and roll up their sleeves and get the vaccine when it's available to them.
Andy Miller with Georgia Health News, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
The Georgia Health Report is a production of WUGA Athens, Georgia Public Broadcasting, and the University of Georgia College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, find us online at WUGA.org or GPBnews.org.